I guess you could say that I've always been a survivor, always had that drive to overcome obstacles. Looking back, it all started in 1958 when I was born 2.5 months premature, weighing in at a whopping 3.4 ounces. I had a twin brother, and we both fought pretty hard for our lives. I survived. He didn't. This was the beginning of my life journey in which challenges have become commonplace. I grew up one of 5 kids in Southern Maryland. I played in the creeks and woods of my neighborhood and devoured books. It wasn't until I was 5 that my mom noticed I was slowing down a bit. I seemed a little pale and tired easily. The family doctor sent me to Children's Hospital, and then it was on to Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore, where I would undergo open heart surgery for a small hole in my heart and a defective valve. After recovery, I began to thrive. The only reminder of the surgery is a long scar that goes from my breastbone to my left arm. It wasn't until 1986, when my first daughter, Jennifer, was born, that I experienced another bout with heart trouble. After giving birth, my heart enlarged, and I became very ill. I came close to suffering a stroke. Thanks to incredible doctors, I managed to regain my strength, and once again, I went on with my life. 3 years later, in 1989, I went into premature labor with my second daughter, Lauren. This time, I wasn't as fortunate. She was born 2 months early, and I suffered congestive heart failure. I really don't remember much of it, as I was in intensive care for several weeks. I think my determination had a lot to do with my recovery. I truly believed all my heart problems were over. I never expected them to return with a vengeance. In 2002, I celebrated my 44th birthday in March. A few weeks later, I was feeling a little tired. I shrugged it off as working too hard, but deep down knew something wasn't quite right. I was having trouble breathing when walking short distances. I found a lump in my left breast and one under my left arm. My family doctor set up appointments, which led to a lumpectomy on Tuesday and a heart catheterization on Thursday. I scheduled them over spring break so I wouldn't miss any school. Typical teacher. The lumps were benign, but the heart cath revealed my mitral valve was leaking badly and I would need open heart surgery to replace it with an artificial valve. At that time, my choices were a pig valve, human tissue valve, or a titanium St. Jude's mechanical valve. Because of my age, I chose the St. Jude's valve, as it lasts a very long time. I recall the doctor giving us the shocking news so routinely that I thought to myself, this just can't be happening. I have papers to grade. I didn't have time to have open heart surgery. This surgery knocked me for a loop. It was hard and it shook me to my core. But as I recovered, I knew if I didn't get up out of that bed and start moving, I never would. I had a large incision in my chest, and it was difficult to walk and breathe. I recall walking laps around the nurse's desk. My dad, who has a great sense of humor, informed me a number of very elderly patients using walkers and canes were lapping me. For a little bit, I felt sorry for myself. But then determination kicked in, and so did my competitiveness. Soon, I was lapping those 80-year-olds in no time. I suffered a setback after being home a week in which my heart filled up with fluid and I had to have an additional surgery. Long story short, my surgery was at the end of May, and I was back to teaching in August. For 50 years, I've battled various heart conditions, but it's never slowed me down. In fact, my friends and faculty call me the Energizer Bunny. I have a ton of energy and passion for my family and profession. I've taught for more than 20 years and have been an elementary school principal for the last 8. Each week, I get almost 1 million hugs from my students and have the pleasure of watching them learn and grow. This is joyful. I've traveled the world, including a trip as a first-grade teacher to study humpback whales on the Great Barrier Reef in Australia and again in Maui, Hawaii. My message is simple. Listen to your body. Life is precious. Live it. If you're faced with a health challenge, know you can recover and that you too can be a survivor. And if you're ever on an elevator with a woman who is ticking, it's probably me and my mechanical heart valve.